Caribou say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Lamed Vav. A lot of more classic Sota Agarta today. We'll talk a little bit about Yosef and the whole story with Yosef and Mitzrayim and Ishes Potifar. Right now we're on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, three lines up at the bottom. I kind of cut off a little bit too early yesterday. We're right in the middle of just finishing up a discussion. If you remember, we said that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda as to whether if there's Sheva Amamim, if there's the seven nations that were in Eretz Canaan that Bnei Yisrael were commanded to destroy. So if they were living outside of Eretz Canaan, if they'd moved to like whatever, some other country, and they did tshuva, right? Would that be okay, or would there be a chiyuv to kill them? So Rabbi Shimon said that that would be okay. They would accept the tshuva and they wouldn't have to kill them. Rabbi Yehuda said he would say that they had to be destroyed. So the Gemara just asks, "Kaman azla haditanya? Whose shita is the following?" And when the Brisa says, "Shavisa shavio," right, when you take captives, it's in the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, like Kisetzei l'machamal evecha, etc. "Shavisa shavio," you take captives. The rabbis Kananim shevuchutz laaretz to include that you can take captives from outside Eretz Canaan from Chutz Laaretz. Shem chozim b'tshuva mekabelim l'sam, because if the chozim b'tshuva we accept them, come on, whose sheet is that? So that's Rabbi Shimon who said that in fact is true. Bo'er a kamen nisim azu boso yom, again on that day when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yordan, and how many nisim, how many miracles of, again that's obviously what we've been talking about a little bit up until now, of Yisrael azu Yordan ubo lahar grizim lahar eval yasser mishishim mil, right, they crossed over the Yordan and then they came to the two mountains which were more than 60 mil, right, close, somewhat of about 40 miles away on that same day. Ve'ein kol birya yechol olamam bifnehem, and nothing could stand, no creature, nothing, you know, any birya, nothing created of the world could stand against them. V'chol olamam bifnehem yad nitras, anybody who tried, right, immediately peed in their pants, to use the vernacular. Shneimar, as Mozik says, es emasi, right, in my fear, right, emasi, ashalach lefanecha v'emasi es kolam asher tevo bohem. They'll become very, very terrified. Okay. Ad yavor amcha Hashem. Right, as he said, people have some fagad, right? Obviously, that's part of Az Yosher. So, Ad yavor amcha Hashem, Ad yavor amcha Hashem. So, we darshan those psukim now. So, Ad yavor amcha Hashem, zu biri shona. Ad yavor amcha Hashem, zu biashnia. Meaning, the first time Bnei Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the second time they came to Eretz Yisrael, right, obviously, after Bavel, right, they came with Ezra and etc. So, Emor me'ata, so say, Ru'i na'i Yisrael, lasos lam nes b'biashnia. That Bnei Yisrael, right, just like we compare these two bias, these two comings to Eretz Yisrael, L'chora, there should have been Nisim when Bnei Yisrael came back after Galus Bavel, but Kibir Yishona, El Shigar Machay, but unfortunately, right, they sinned, they did an Averos, and therefore it didn't work out exactly that way, right? They had to wait until they had Rishos from the kings, etc., from the kings of Bavel, right, who were maybe or maybe not, right, Esther's descendants. Okay, fine. Right after Gideon, Yoshua told them to bring the stones, and they built the mizbeach. So the two basid v'kazu aleihem is called the Ret Torah b'shem Loshon. Right, they made plaster. Again, we saw the machlokas, right, whether the writing was on the inside or on the outside. Okay, so they used plaster and they wrote the 70 languages, the whole Torah in 70 languages. Shenemar as opposed to says Beheritev, right, clarify it well. Or explain it well. V'helu olos v'shlomim, right? V'achlu v'shalsu v'samchu, right? They brought korbanos, and they ate, and they drank, they rejoiced, they were happy, right? V'beruchu b'kilu, and they blessed and they cursed, right? Har grizim and har evil, right? As they were supposed to do. V'kiblu z'havanu v'bolu v'lenu v'gilgal, and they kind of took the stones with them, and they went to sleep in Gilgal, as the pasuk says, from v'tem osem, right, bring them, right, as we mentioned, right, this pasuk we referenced before, they should take the stones and bring them to the hotel, right? Right? And this is, again, also what we saw before. You might have thought that you should bring them with to every hotel they go to. Therefore, the pasuk says, right, again, until right, only to that first place, not the hotel. Obviously, there are no hotels, but the first place where they slept. Right, that's where they should bring it. Uksiv and the pasuk says, "Veshtei mitzrei havanim ha'ila asher lachu." Right, etc. Right, but at the end of the pasuk says that Yehoshua left them in Gilgal. Okay, Tana with under Rabbi said, "Tzara or Tzira, probably rather, lo avra imayim." That the Tzira, what is the Tzira? The Tzira was a special species of wasp or bug, or whatever it is, right, that kind of helped Bnei Israel. So the Brisa says that the Tzirut, I mean, it helped with Moshe Rabbeinu, but it did not come with them in the Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, "I v'lo v'aksiv v'shalchtiz etzirah lefanecha." Right, he'll send right the Tzirah. Right, that's a pasuk in the Torah. Right, the pasuk in I forget where that pasuk is. Not in Devarim somewhere. I don't know. Okay, where is that? In okay, in the Shmos, or in the middle of Shmos, I guess. Okay. Fine. So, I mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu promises, right, to send the Tzirah in front of us. Amar Rishon ben Lakish, as far as Yardin Amda Vezarka Lehem Bahem Mara, meaning it didn't cross the Yardin, but it still helped in the war, because it stood by the Yardin and shot at them. Mara means bitter, but it means poison, right, at the their enemies. Vesimta Inehem Milamala Vesirastan Milamata. And that was what that was able to do, is that they made them blind, and also sterile. So, I mean, they couldn't have a serious, right? So it made them impotent. Shema, as the pasuk says, "Vanochi yishmati yisamurim b'nehem asher kavok arizim gavu chason raduhu kalonim kalonim ve'ashmiru periyo v'mal v'sharshav mitachtav." Okay, so right, v'chulei. Rav Papa says, actually, shtei tziros havai. Really, there were two swarms of magical wasps. Right, chad the Moshe v'chad the Yeshua. One belonged to Moshe. Right, one belonged to Yoshua, to Moshe lo over, but the Yoshua over, right, and Moshe's stayed behind, but obviously Yoshua's came with them. Okay, that would also answer the steer. Vaita, the Shishas Shvatim Alul Hargizim, right, we talked about the Hargizim and Har-Evel. He had six and six. He had everybody else in the middle, the Aron and Shevet Levi. My Vahatzio, what Vahatzio? What does it mean when you have the half of them, right? When half of them were on Har-Evel. So Amar Rav Kahana, Kederuch Shachalukin Kahan, Kachalukin Bavne Ephod. Rav Kahana says that just the way, right, the way that they were split on the Ephod, is the way they were split here, or maybe vice versa. It means the half, meaning the half that is on one side of the Ephod. Again, the Ephod had stones on, not on the side of the Choshen, but the Ephod had stones on the side of it, on like the shoulder, like shoulder pads almost, right? Different stones with half the names of the Shvatim on one, and half the names of the Shvatim on the other. Mesri, hold on one second. The Gemara says, "Shtei Avonim Tovo Sayu Lo Lekoin Godol Ksefov." Achas Mikan and Achas Mikan. This is describing, right, the Avonim on the Ephod, Ushmosh Nimasar Shvatim Kazuv Aleim, and he had the 12 Shvatim written on them. Shishal Evan Zuv, Shishal Evan Zuv, 6 and 6. Shnamar, as Buzik says, Shisham Mishmosam Allah Evan Aichas, Shmos Bnei, yeah. Shmos Hashisham Nasarim Allah Evan, Shinis Gatoldo Zam. Shni Gatoldo Zam, but again, it was according to Gatoldo Zam, like the way they were born. Rishona Gatoldo Zam, meaning that the 6 were in birth order, in the second stone, but not the first. Benisha Yehuda Muktam, because Yehuda was first. It was basically Yehuda, so that went Yehuda, Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, Yisrael, Zvulun. So the problem is, V'chamishim Otsios Hayu, and there were 50 letters, right? Esrim V'chamishal Evan Zu, Esrim V'chamishal Evan Zu, 25 and 25. Rabbi Chanina Begamil says, Lo Kedach Shechulukim Chomash Pekudim, right? It wasn't in the order where they are. So they're written in Chumash Pekudim in Bamidbar, right, where in Bamidbar, right, it has a different list of the Shvatim. Chalukim Ravne Ephod, it wasn't exactly, I mean, it wasn't that same order on the Ephod. Ella rather Kederach Shachalukim Chumashani. Really, it's the way that they were listed in the beginning of Shmos, right? My son, Baruch Hashem, has already started to learn Shmos. He noticed that the Shvatim were out of order, right? At the beginning of Shmos, right, lists the Bnei Leah, as we're about to say right now, and then it lists Bnei Rachel, then the Shvachos. So Kedzad Haso, so Bnei Leah and Kesedron, right? It said Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, I guess Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, Bnei Rachel, Echad, Mikan, Vecha, Mikan. And Yosef and Binyamin were on each side, right, one edge of the stones, and then the Bnei Shvachos Be'emtza, then you had the Shvachos, right, Dan Naftali Gad and Asher, right, in the middle. Ve'la Ma'ani Mekayim Ketoldo Sam, so how do you, again, when the Pasuk says you have to write them in order of their birth, right, that's not the order of their birth, so the Gemara says, Kishmosim Shekar Lehem Navihim, right, the names their father used, Ve'lo Kishem Shekar Lehem Moshe, not the names that Moshe used. What it means is, Ruvain Ve'lo Ruvaini, Shimon v'lo Shimoni, Dan v'lo Adani, Gad v'lo Agadi. I'm not sure why they choose those four examples, but that's already, that's, what's it called? That's, right, I, yeah, okay, fine. So maybe, but tachlis is that whole brisa says that the ephod was not the same as the shvatim, right? That were on har grizim and har evil. So Gemara says, shvatim do have kahana. That should be against Rav Kahana, and sure enough, tiyufta. That is in fact a tiyufta of Rav Kahana. It must be that the order was different, right? On the ephod as opposed on the stones of the ephod as opposed to the on har grizim. So going back to the meaning, that was the answer though that we used for the word v'chetzio, meaning the half of the shvatim, right? It was on one mountain. So what do we do with that? So elamaya v'chetzio, right? Again, that was Rav Kahana's answer. If it's not true that it was the same half that was on the ephod, so what do we do with that? So Gemara says, Tana within the Rabbisa, Chetzio shel mul har grizim, meruba mechetzio shel har evil, because the ones on the half on har grizim were actually more than the half that was on har evil. Because Levi was down there on the bottom, and therefore, right, obviously that's they're missing a shevet, right? So you had 5, 6, and people on the bottom. Okay. Fine. Sorry, one second. Okay. So Gemara says, one second. But Adrabba, Pesha, Levi, Lamata, Batria. What do you mean? If you tell me that Levi was on Har Grizim, was underneath, that means there should be less on Har Grizim, not more. Meaning that Levi was supposed to be on Har Grizim, right? And if you tell me that it was half, right? So if the Levim are down on below with the Aron, so then it's not more. It's less. So Gemara says, how come? This is what it means to say, Alpha Pesha, Levi, Lamata, right? Benelo, Sufi, Maim. No, because even though Levi was down there, right, Bnei Yosef were on Har Grizim, and that's obviously Ephraim and Menashe, right? Those are two separate Shvatim, so that made up for the difference. Shemar, suppose it says, right, the Reuben and Yosef is Yoshua, Le'mo, Madu, Nazat, Alina, Chalak, Oral, Echad, Vechevel, Echad, Vani, Amrav, Vemer, Alin, Yoshua, Im Amrav, Ata, Alelucha, Hayara, meaning basically they said that there are a lot of people there, so Yoshua said, right, go up into the Yar, go to the forest if you need some more space to live. So Melahen, right, lechu ve'achbiu es mechem be'ayarim ve'shalot tishlot b'chem ein hara. If he means you're so numerous, right, so then go into and hide yourself so that the ein hara won't get to you. And then Amrelay, they say back to him, so the zari the Yosef loshalta be'ein nabisha. Actually, Yitzhara, not the Yitzhara, but ein hara has no koach over b'nei Yosef tichtiv, because the pasuk says bein poras Yosef bein poras ali ein. Right, that was one of the brachos that Yaakov gave Yosef. Right, that Alei Ayin, meaning he's against the Ayin Hara. Vamar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Bel says, Alti Kari Alei Ayin, Ole Ayin. Meaning not Alei Ayin, but Ole Ayin, meaning over the eye, above the eye. Meaning above the influence of the evil eye. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Amar Mihalcha. He says, no, if it's from this pasuk, because another bracha was to Yosef was Vid Gularo, right? Famous pasuk, Vid Gularo, because Aretz, right? Your children should be like Dagim, right? Ma Dagim, but like fish. Shabayah, Mayim, Mechasim Alehim, Vein Ha'ayin, Shalat Isbayim, right? Just like, right, the fish are not subject to Ayin Hara because they're inside the water. So, Av Zarosha Yosef, Vein Ha'ayin, Shalat Isbayim. So, too, Yosef's children, right, unable to do anything because the Ayin Hara does no koach over them. Hani Chamisha Otsios, and again, going back to the fact that we said before that there are 50 letters on the shoulders of the ephod. So Hani Chamisha Otsios, Chamisha Nechichad Havin. It was actually 49. Right? I mean, if you do the math, right, for all the names of the Shvatim, right, it actually ends up 25 and 24. Meaning it wouldn't be 50 total, it'll be 25 and 24. Again, I'm not going to go through all the names, but you can write it out. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yosef Osivolo Os Achas. Right? Actually, they added one letter to make it 50. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Eidus Bihosef Samo. Right? It's Zome Alares Mitzrayim. Meaning that Bihosef, instead of Yosef, it said Yehosef. So that was the extra hey. Right, that ended up with 50. So Gemara says, "Maskelar of Nachbar Yitzchak." Right, what do you mean? Kasoldo sum inan. What do you mean? We said the pasuk is kasoldo sum, like they were born. Right, if you tell me it's not the order as we said before, but at least it should be like the names that according to they were born. So Ellis, rather the Torah says, the Gemara says, "Kol Torah kula binyamin ksev." No, because usually binyamin is written chaser without the second yud, and v'halcha here on the ephod, so binyamin sholem. It was written with the second yud. Dichtiv as the pasuk says, "V'aviv karolo binyamin." Right, with Malay, right, with a second yud. So Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida. Now Yosef Shekida Shiv Shemayim B'Seser Hosifu Olav Os Achas Mishvash Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, why did he get to be Hosef? We get this extra letter. Hey, right, we see that when you ever add a name, right? Like by Yeshua, by Brother Meraglim, right? Some sort of bracha happening here. It's some sort of chesed, some sort of zchus that you need to get, or whatever. So where did Yosef get that extra hay from? Or the, of Shem Shammai, chelik of Shem Shammai, of Hashem? So because he was Mekadesh Shem Shammai, right? But when he fought off, right, Ishes Potiphar. But you, as opposed to you, but Yehuda, Shekita Shem Shemayim for Hesia, right, Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in public, we'll see exactly what that's referring to. But again, it's Pashas, as we're talking about the situation with Tamar, right, the Gemara is going to say that he, as Rashi quotes over here, that Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first to jump into the Kriyas Yamsuf. But Pasha says Yehuda himself, right, was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim when he admitted to being with Tamar, right? That was obviously a big Kiddush Hashem because he didn't end up killing her. He said, Tzadka Mimeni, she's more righteous than me, right? Or Tzadka, comma, she's correct, Mimeni, that she's actually, right, it was from me that she's pregnant. So Yehuda Shekidu Shem Shemayim for Hesed, Nikra Kulu Al Shemosh Al Kosh Baruch Hu, right? His whole name, right, has the letters Yud Kevavke, right, in his name, because that was, that everybody knows. Yosef, Mahi, what's the story with Yosef? Now we darshan out that story with Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, Dechtiv, because the pasuk says, it was on that day Yosef came back to do his work. That both of them, right, Yosef and Eishes Potiphar, came back to do an avera. They both had the same mentality. They went into the house to do the work. What exactly that means? Really legit. One says that Yosef actually had work to do. Really, he came back to be with her. There's nobody there in home. What do you mean? How in the world could there be nobody in the house? Potiphar was a rich guy. Right? He had a lot of servants. So down in the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, "Oso yom el chagam hayo." Right, that day was a chag for the Avodah Zarah. And v'halchu kulam lebeis Avodas Kachavim Shalem, and they all went to shul. Right, they all lahavil elaf afay avdalos. Right, they went to the beis Avodah Zarah. V'hi amra, but she said, "Amra lahen." She said to them that cholohi. Right, and she said, "I'm sick." Right, amra ainli yom sheniskak li Yosef kayom hazeh, because she said to herself, "Right, this is the greatest day. This is the best day that Yosef may be with me." But it's Peseu Bigdo Lemor. She grabbed him by his clothing, right? Ba'usa Shabbat, Ba'usa Diyukno Shal Aviv. As the phrase goes, the image of his father appeared to Yosef. Vinraso Baba Chalom, Yosef saw him, right, in the window. And Amarlo, he said to him, Yosef, Asida Nechachashichtu Alav Ne'efot. Right, Yosef, your brothers eventually will be written on the stones in the Ephod, and you're going to be with them. What, you want me to erase your name from them? And you're going to be called someone who sleeps with prostitutes. Someone who sleeps who's with prostitutes, right, is destroyed, or will lose everything. So immediately, right away. So that's a pasuk where Yaakov blesses Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, right? Sheshava Kashto Leisano, meaning that his bow, meaning that his member, kind of Shava, right, went back to write the how it's standard situation, right? Vayafuzu Zeroy Adav. So that's also again one of the brachos where is that pasuk? Is that the same pasuk? Trying to look for it over here. I'm not sure where that pasuk is. Is that part of the brachos that Yosef? I don't see it. Okay. Either way, but what does that pasuk teach me? The Natz Yada Bakarka, that Yosef V'yotza Shech V'Zerah M'Benzi Pornav Pornei Yadav. Fascinating image, even that he stuck his hands in the ground, right, and his zera, right, his zera came out from his fingers. Midei Avir Yaakov. That pasuk says, what does that mean? That means mi garam lo l'shiyachakek alav ne'efod ela abir Yaakov, right? Who enabled Yosef to be on the ephod, to stay on the ephod, on the stones, right? So it was the image, right, of the strong one, Yaakov. And misham ro'a evin Yisrael, yeah, that must be the whole drasha of the pasuk that Yaakov gave a bracha to Yosef. Right? Misham ro'a evin Yisrael, and misham zachor menaseh ro'a, that's where Yosef was zocha to become a ro'a tzon, right, meaning the shepherd of Am Yisrael, shenevaz pasuk says, ro'a Yisrael hazina nohe katzon Yosef. Tanya under the Brisa, Hayaroi Yosef Latzeit Mimenu Shneim Asar Shvatim, and Yosef was fit, right? He was going to theoretically be the fourth of, right? He was also to have 12 Shvatim. Kedev Shiyotim Miyakov Aviv, just like it happened for Yaakov. Shemar's Pesach says, Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Right, so this is the kids of Yaakov was Yosef, implying that Yosef was supposed to have the same type of children, told us the generations, just like Yaakov. Ella, rather, what happened? Shiyotze Shechazar, when Ben Zipornov, Zipornir Raglov, Yadov. I don't know why I said Raglov. Right, Zipporna Yadov. Right, that is exactly what happened. That the Zera came out from his hands. Avo Pekin, and even though that was true, so Yotzeh bin Binyana, mi Binyamin Echov. Right, even though the sons came from Binyamin. Right, and now not all of them. Right, not 12 of them. Binyamin had 10 kids, but Pashas is with Yosef's 2 kids. Right, that's the 12 that we were talking about. Vekula Nikru Elshmo, and all Binyamin's kids were called about Yosef. Shneimar Zepasik says, Ubnei Binyamin Bela Avecher Ashbel. Just quote that pasuk. Bela Avecher Ashbel Geirav Naman Echiv Arosh Mupim Vechupim Vaard. So the Gemara darshens all of those names. Right, Bela. What does that mean? Shenivla Ben Umos. He was swallowed up between the nations, the Goyish nations. Well, Becher, what is that? Bechor li Mahayu, right? He was the Bechor. Vashbel, what is that? Shvao Kel, the Kosh Baruch Hu made him a captive, right? In captivity, right? Okay. Gero, what does that mean? Shagar Bachsanya, because he was, an Achsanya is like a motel, but like it means that he lived like. He traveled, right? Meaning obviously he wasn't home, right? He was sold into, where he had to sleep at many different places. V'naaman, what's that? Shenayim b'yoser, right? He was very nice, very, very naim, right? Na'eh means just nice and polite. Echi v'rosh, achihu v'roshihu, right? He was my brother, and he was my head, meaning he would have my superior. Mupim v'chupim, what are those names? Because he didn't see my chuppah, and I needed to see his chuppah, right? Meaning they both got married separately. Va'ard, what is that? L'sheyara l'bein umos olam, right? He went down to the umos, the nations. Igedami, or some say that va'ard she'parav domim leveret, that his face was like a rose, and he was very beautiful like a rose. Right, we know that Yosef was ifei tor ifei mara, right? The pasuk says beferish that Yosef was good looking, so it could have been like that. Am Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Do a little bit more. B'shash Amar lo Paro li Yosef u'biladecha lo yarim ishas yado. As soon as Paro was going to offer Yosef the premiership, right, to be second in command, Amar itzakdine Paro evish alachu rabo be'esim kesef tamshileyu aleinu. Right, meaning, so they complained. They said, "What is this Eved you're going to make into second in command? Right, this is an Eved. He bought for 20 coins. Right, it's 12 or 20 pieces of gold, silver rather. Right, that he's going to be king." So Amar lehen, he said, "Well, ginune malchus ani roeh bo. I see that he has this koch of malchus. He could be a king. Right, he has these things that will help him. Succeed." Amar lo, they said, "Imkeni hey yodeh b'shem lashon. Well, then maybe he needs to know the 70 languages." So meaning that was right, their midrashim, right, and about the Paro's steps, right? It had 70 steps leading up to his or something to that effect. 70 steps leading up to his throne, right? And any time you were able to speak one language, you got to go a little bit higher. And then Yosef got up to the chair, and then he started speaking in Hebrew or Lashon HaKodesh, right? And Paro obviously didn't know that, so Yosef theoretically outranked him. Okay, but there was like a whole disconnect over there. So either way, so the Gemara says it doesn't have that really so much here, but the Gemara says that Ba Gavriel v'lum the shivim lashon, so Gavriel came, right, and taught him the 70 languages, and lo haya kagamar, it didn't really work so well. So hosif lo os achas mishmosh akash baruch hu v'lamad. And so what happened was, that's how it be Hosef, that's how he got one letter from Hashem's name, where they changed his name almost, and then he was able to comprehend. Shneimar Zepasuk says, "Eidus b'Yosef Samo b'Tzisol me'el Eretz Mitzrayim." Right, that's there was an Eidus that was testified about Yosef when he went out in Mitzrayim. Right, and the pasuk says, "Right, so fast lo yidat yeshma." Right, he didn't know the languages, but he was able, right, to do this. So the Macha the next day, right, called Lishna the Yishtoi Paro behedya ahadirle. Ah, so this is a Gemara here. I'm sorry, I forgot. I thought it was okay. It doesn't mention the steps, but this is kind of exactly what we were talking about a second ago. So Paro kind of tested all the languages, and he was able to talk them. And then finally, Ishto Yu Balashon HaKodesh Vlo Havakayada Ma'ila Hava Amar. Right. So and Yosef started speaking in Hebrew, and then Paro didn't know what to say. So he said, "Agmare, well, teach me this. Teach me this language." Agmare Vlo Gamar. So Yosef tried, but Paro couldn't understand it. So he said, "Ishto Vali Dalo Miglas." So he said, "You know what? Theoretically, right, you should be higher than me." for whatever reason. Swear, meaning take a shavua to me that you're never going to reveal the fact that you know one more language than I do. Ishtavalo, so Yosef, sure enough, you know, took that. Right, so then when Yosef went back to Paro to say that he wanted to bury Yaakov, right, he started off by saying that my father made me swear, right, that to bury him. Now, and the implication is, well, that's what the Gemara says. Amar lei, so zil ishtil eshbu asecha. So Paro said, go be shoel, right, like we did in the Darim, go be shoel, right, apparently new hilchas, pardon, halacha, go be shoel on your shvua. Right? I don't want you to go up and bury Yaakov, right, go ask the Chachamim to, you know, get you out of your shvua. So he said, not exactly. Amar lei, bishtili name didcha. So then I'll do it for yours as well, meaning that I'll start telling people that I know Hebrew and you don't. So even though he wasn't happy with it, so Amalei still, Paro said, go up and bury your father Yosef, your father Yaakov, just like you swore. All right, we're going to stop here. We'll go right there in the Hilgishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.